Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Solopreneur Stories. You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the line at Disneyland on opening day? Ever feel like you're running on fumes just trying to keep up with everything as a solopreneur? Trust me, I get it. It's a constant hustle, juggling clients, deadlines, marketing, and let's be real, sometimes even remembering to eat lunch. But here's the thing. In all that craziness, we often forget the most important ingredient, self-care. And no, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. I'm talking about consciously prioritizing your well-being, both mentally and physically, because let's face it, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, today we're diving deep into the often overlooked world of self-care for solopreneurs. And trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good talk. This is about building sustainable success, avoiding burnout, and ultimately creating a career you truly love. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this journey. First up, define what self-care means for you. It's not one size fits all. Maybe it's hitting the gym after work, carving out time for creative pursuits, or simply enjoying a good book before bed. Whatever it is, make it intentional and non-negotiable. Second, schedule self-care like any other important appointment. We all know how easy it is to push ourselves aside when deadlines loom. But treating self-care as a priority on your calendar is the first step towards making it a reality. Think of it like this. You wouldn't cancel a client meeting at the last minute, would you? Third, learn to say no. This one can be tough, especially when you're just starting out and hungry for every opportunity. But remember, taking on too much can lead to burnout and resentment. It's okay to decline projects that don't align with your goals or simply don't have the capacity to take them on. Trust me, saying no now will save you from a whole lot of stress later. Fourth, make time for movement. You don't need to be a marathon runner to reap the benefits. Even short bursts of activity throughout the day can make a world of difference. Take a quick walk during your lunch break, do some stretching at your desk, or dance it out while you work. Get those endorphins flowing. Finally, cultivate mindfulness. This means being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's about taking a step back from the chaos and finding moments of stillness amidst the hustle. Even 5 minutes of meditation or deep breathing can work wonders for your mental well-being. Speaking of feeling overwhelmed, picture this. You're knee-deep in project proposals, emails are piling up, and you haven't left your desk all day. Suddenly, your head starts pounding. Your shoulders feel tight, and your motivation is officially on the floor. You know that feeling, right? That's burnout creeping in. But what if instead of ignoring those early warning signs, you took a step back? Maybe you put on some calming music, stepped outside for a few minutes of fresh air, or simply closed your eyes and focused on your breath. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference. They help you regain focus, manage stress, and prevent burnout before it takes over. So, remember these key takeaways. Prioritize what brings you joy. Schedule self-care like any other important appointment. Learn to say no, move your body regularly, and cultivate mindfulness. These practices are not just luxuries. They're essential ingredients for sustainable success as a solopreneur. They'll help you build a business you love, while also taking care of yourself along the way. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Creating a life and career that is both fulfilling and sustainable. Now go out there, take care of yourselves, and keep crushing it. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone else who needs a little self-care reminder. You know, the ones who are always hustling but maybe forgetting to pause for a breath. Until tomorrow, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.